Morning team, morning and welcome to another Wednesday morning Wealth Coffee Chat. Do some quick intros as a few people pop on in. G'day Alex, thanks for coming along again, good to see you. Luke is here as well in the house, so good to chat to you yesterday as well, Luke. So team, this morning, yes, it's not Jason Witten on your screen today. If you haven't sort of seen me around the traps on a Wednesday morning, we come around to Wealth Coffee Chats around 10 past 8 and we talk all things property management. The past few weeks we've been chatting about and trying to solve the problem of, you know, how we get our rents up and how do we maximise that right through to, you know, market value, if not above. And a few of you came along on Monday night's mentoring session and wanted to try and unpack that a little bit further today over this morning over a coffee, of course. I see Chris is in the house as well. So, g'day, Chris, and good morning, Facebook user, whoever you might be. Morning to you. Hopefully it's nice and sunny wherever you are. I'm coming from sunny Brisbane this morning, so hopefully the weather's treating you guys well this morning. Justin is here as well. So, team, this morning I thought just to expand on, you know, a bit of the conversation going on, a bit of the commentary around rents at the moment and maximising that, and as investors, what can we do to continue to push that forward? I thought, you know, let's chat about what might be the three key ingredients to maximise your rents through a leasing campaign. The last 6-12 months, obviously we've had significant growth. I've noticed a bit of a problem out there in the marketplace, and I've had at least three calls over the last day or two with owners with the same sort of problem. And you know, want to have a bit of a conversation around that this morning. Why in this marketplace where we've got ridiculously low vacancy rates, right? We know where the market sits. We know what rents have maximized in the last 12 to 24 months, but again, there's significant opportunity throughout 2024. So, team, three ingredients to maximise your rents through a leasing campaign. What might they be? Pop that in the chat for me if you've got a bit of an idea. Love to hear your thoughts. Three key ingredients that you as the investor, landlord, your property management team can sort of take care of, commit to, excel at to maximise rents through a leasing campaign. Love to hear your thoughts. Luke, who's online today, we were talking about a couple of that over the last sort of 24 hours, so maybe he'll give me a shout out in the chat and give me an answer. But, you know, we're going to sort of try and unpack what these three things are today. Try and get this up here. Facebook user says, photography and presentation. Yes, that is certainly one of it, presentation. We're going to certainly unpack that this morning. Give you a bit of a hint, team. Three Ps, 13 years in the industry. Like I said, you kind of work out what works, what doesn't. And in this marketplace, there's no reason for any property to be hanging around for longer than it needs to be. In the story I had this morning for you guys is around, good morning, Aaron. Nice to see you jumping on. Chris is nailing it too. All the answers are coming through now. Awesome team. So Luke straight onto it. 3D tour. Team. So, you know, part of that, the reason why we bring this up. So a bit of a story for you. Client called me the other day and said, "Hey, I've got a property. It's up here in Brisbane, and the property's been on the market for 4 weeks. Team, 28 days, 4 weeks." And, you know, at $600 a week, we're talking, you know, $2,500 basically in lost revenue. Now, Monday night, we spoke about, you know, potentially some vacancy periods and, you know, you got to get the bond cleaners in and all that sort of stuff and maybe what the cost is to change the tenant to secure a new one. However, would anyone agree with me that 4 weeks on the market in this marketplace sounds a little bit crazy, right? A little bit crazy. Vacancy rates, to give you guys an idea, is just over 1% in this suburb, right? So crazy low, not a lot of stock on the market. You know, for our team, we actually had a comparable in the same suburb, so it was quite easy to compare and unpack what was going on. But 4 weeks on the market, team, and there's a hidden gap there, I think, You know, whether that's the communication between us as the landlord, as the investor and our property management team, but also, you know, finding out, I guess, what and where, you know, our property management teams want to go with this, because what's being achieved out there in the marketplace and what's possible, I think there's a gap out there, and I'm definitely sort of seeing it. And this was the story, and this is the conversation I had with a client on Monday afternoon. And, you know, 4 weeks on the market, $600 a week in a vacancy rate of just over 1%. This marketplace had experienced around sort of 12, 13% growth, rent growth in the past 12 months. So there was no reason, no real evidence to suggest why this property would hang around. And some of you guys already in the chat have basically nailed it already. Chris sort of says here, presentation, photography. Yep. So we call it the three P's team. How do you think that owner feels right now, knowing that their property's 4 weeks on the market, not generating any revenue, team? How do you think that feel that would make that owner feel right now to experience that? Right, probably not too great. Yeah, probably not too great. So this morning I thought we unpacked the three P's, team. These are three P's that you can control as the investor, and certainly your property management team can influence, control, and deliver for you out there in the marketplace, not just match rents and match the market rent, but to beat it. So as you guys have alluded to, a couple of P's have already been set. So the first one is price. Team, we, you know, spoke about this on Monday night, and it's mind-blowing how often this doesn't get done correctly, right, through the right research, through using the right resources, through completely understanding what's happening in the marketplace from, you know, a macro level, and obviously deep diving into your suburbs, into your local marketplace. So, you know, if we've got a situation when the property is 4 weeks on the market, let's look at the price, what's happening there. In this scenario, the price was actually relatively on par with comparables. There was a few properties that were a little bit higher. There were a few properties that were a little bit lower, seemed to sit right in the middle there. So, you know, on face value, that looked okay. But what we've got to look at, team, is, you know, us as investor being in the driver's seat, taking control of that research, taking control of that decision on where we're going to go from a, you know, price perspective in that space. So that's number one. Number two, presentation, which I think a couple of you guys nailed in the chat for me there. Presentation, you know, how does this property look? How does it present, you know, physically when someone walks through, but also what is its presence online? How does it, you know, look to that prospective tenant? Why should they come and, you know, walk through your home and to check it out? So, you know, prospective tenants view listings online and view property a little bit differently to probably you guys as the investor. You know, they just want to know, when's it available, how much, and does my bed and fridge and furniture fit, right? They're only there for a period of time, so they want to make it work. And the gap there in the marketplace, team, is that property management groups, investors, they're not necessarily delivering a product or delivering a property that is matching the demand of today's tenant. I take the view that, you know, why not match the view of the tenant? I want to go hang out where they are, so we can get the best result. Luke says, can you do virtual styling league in Queensland? Yeah, look, you can. Luke, and I'll share something in a second around that. You can. You've just got to be mindful. You've got to disclose it. You've got to make sure there's labels and conditions on those photos, obviously, to allow that. And that's why we do a few other things in combination and not just that in isolation, which we will share with you in a moment. So presentation, team, and I'm not just talking about the property, I'm talking about your agent. Anyone here recently been to an open home of their agents, of another agent's recently? Let me know in the chat, team. Anyone gone to an open home, whether it was for sale, for rent? Let me know in the chat, because I've certainly been to a few over the last few weeks trying to look to purchase a place. And what I found was, you know, the level of professionalism varies, right? And so I sort of wonder, I put my landlord cap on for a moment and Gemma says, sure have. Yeah, cool. Let me know your experience in the chat there, Gemma. But, you know, I think with that, you know, it's the presentation, the delivery, the professionalism of the agent at the open home at that time absolutely has an effect on there. And, you know, as investors, you know, sometimes we have property in areas that we aren't there and we cannot necessarily see what's going on all the time. Kayla says, yeah, felt a bit rushed, didn't have time to ask the questions. Yeah, absolutely. I had one the other day. It really annoyed me, actually. He midway talking to him, he just got on the phone, took a call. No idea who it was, but anyway, won't be buying from him. Third thing, team, is promotion. That's the big one I want to share today, promotion. There might be a misconception or a hidden gap out there or a hidden problem between investor, the communication from the property management team and their delivery and education, I think, to investors. And that's why I want to come on here and share this with you, that, you know, how you promote the property absolutely affects the result you get. Yeah. So how you deliver the product, how you execute that leasing campaign, the agent you choose will absolutely correlate the result you get. There's no two ways about it. So with promotion, right, there's a few things here. And I'm going to try to share my screen quickly, team. Hopefully you guys can see that. And I shared some of this on Monday night for those in the mentoring group. And, you know, there's a difference on realestate.com between a premier ad, right, the bigger ad there on the right-hand side, and the standard ads on the on the bottom right-hand side there below the top one. In simple form, the bigger the ad, the premier ad, it attracts more online engagement, more activity, more inquiry. More inquiry means more competition. More competition means more applications and better prices. It's as simple as that, team, understanding how tenants search. My perception is, why not go and understand who the tenant profile is and understand how they search, and I'm just going to go hang out with them. Because if I can do that, certainly get better results. Now, hopefully that clicks over. So to Luke's point earlier about the 3D tours, if you're not doing a 3D tour, team, you're not in the game. You're behind the market, and I'd be very surprised, you know, if you're able to beat the market in that place. The demand of the tenant today, team, through a leasing campaign is they want everything at their fingertips now. They don't want to wait. They don't want to call the property manager. They don't want to wait 4 hours for them to call them back. You know, we need to just deliver a product that they can see, interact with, measure, make a decision from their fingertips. That's the theory behind it, right? And since we've sort of done, you know, 3D tours and engaged in that process, it's been absolutely mind-blowing. Days on market has come down. We certainly can still achieve, you know, a higher rent per week level compared to, you know, sort of comparable properties in that space. Chris sort of says here, you know, what does a 3D virtual tour cost? Relatively cheap, Chris, compared to a week's rent or having your property vacant for a week. Very, very cost effective. The investment in this is about $199 for the partners we work with for a 3D tour, a floor plan, and some photos. It's ridiculously cheap, you know, to the point, the story earlier about, you know, the client I said to you guys, $600 a week, you know, she basically has an ad online with someone's iPhone, right? Dark photos, blinds are down, can't really see anything, I can't interact with it. I'm just going to skip it. So regardless of the price, I'm skipping it and I'm moving on. You know, obviously photography, analytics and dashboard information in there is quite good for you guys to make a decision. You know, virtual staging, guys, this is relatively cost-effective. It's such a great investment to just think outside the box. Don't be like everyone else. If you want to achieve something different, you know, be different. And, yeah, Chris, to your point, if it's less than a week's rent, as I said, it's well worth it. You know, it's kind of that thing, team, if you're renting $600 a week, and you know, what's the consequences of you as an investor not doing this stuff, of your property manager not executing this stuff, right? We're saying it's $199 investment on base level, and you know, you could certainly make yourself a lot more money than what it's worth. And here's some stats I thought I'd just leave you with today that I shared on Monday night as well. Yeah, 95% of people, team, are more likely to call and inquire and attend a property with a virtual tour. 82% of potential tenants are super frustrated by the poor quality photos, no floor plans, team. So, you know, you need to have a look if you're serious about achieving and maximizing your rent in 2024. we need to get this right. And this is the conversation and story with the client on Monday, was I said, look, if I come in and take photos with my iPhone or use the photos you have, I'm just contributing to the situation. I'm not actually solving it for you. We want to fix it now and fix it forever. So, team, what I would suggest is if you've got a property on the market at the moment and it's on the market for 4 weeks, something's going wrong. Need to take action, need to change it. Think about the next time your property is up for rent and you've got to advertise and secure a new tenant, whichever marketplace you're in this country. It doesn't matter, Brisbane, Wagga Wagga, doesn't matter, Perth. The framework is the same, team. The strategy is the same. If you're serious about maximizing that rent, getting that extra $50 a week, that means it's an extra $2,500 a year. You can multiply that, and that's just the start. You know, we've had some results well over the $100 mark per week increases. So, team, I hope that's given some sort of actionable things you guys can do at the next letting campaign. I'm certainly my framework hasn't changed over the time. It's just about getting better. These little tweaks. Your property manager's got to know, they should know this stuff. And if they're not, team, and you feel stuck, just remember property management, holding property 10, 15 years, it is quite challenging. It's a long time to be with the wrong team. All right. So it's all about, you know, keeping you safe and making you wealthy. And if they're not doing that, then, you know, you need to partner up with someone and have a chat with them. So you guys can let me know. But team, I think I'll leave it there. Wealth Coffee Chats on a Wednesday, property management done and dusted. Jason will be back tomorrow morning, about 10 past eight. So I'm sure he'll bring more learnings and lessons from his sort of 20 plus years investing. So team, please, thank you again for coming along and spending your bit of your morning with me, with your coffee on Property Management Wednesdays. I'll need to come up with a little title for that, I think. Finance Fridays with Brad as well, so don't forget that one. So, team, that's me for this morning. Hope you have a lovely day, and thanks for tuning in, team. See you soon.